Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung, Jr. with Prophecy Today, where we examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. It was the study of God's word that helped America to become a success. Paul Scharf comes in one moment with details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Paul, you did a study for Friends of Israel entitled Patriots and Presidents.
The theme of my study was to do a broad survey of American history. I looked at several of our presidents, and I looked at really the historical background of what is built into the foundation of our country, that here we are after 400 years now plus since the pilgrims arrived, that we have had such tremendous support for Israel really as a hallmark throughout our country. And that's sort of the question that we pursued in this study.
Now, I understand that you talked about the Geneva Bible. I am fascinated with this story.
Well, Jimmy, I'm fascinated with the Geneva Bible. It's the Bible of the pilgrims and the Puritans. For those who don't know what the Geneva Bible is at all, it was an English translation. It was translated in Geneva, Switzerland, of course, giving us its name, by those who fled during the persecution of Bloody Mary in England. Queen Mary, when she was on the throne, was, of course, persecuting those that were sympathetic to the Reformation. And so there were Marian martyrs and Marian exiles. And many of the exiles fled Bloody Mary and went to Calvin's Geneva. And there, in the providence of God, one of the great projects that was accomplished was the production of the Geneva Bible, the New Testament and Psalms completed in 1557, and then the Old Testament was completed in 1560. And this is the first complete translation, by the way, Jimmy, of the Old Testament directly from the Hebrew and Aramaic into the English. Now, Jimmy, the other amazing thing about the Geneva Bible is it's the world's first study Bible. It had study notes at the bottom of the page, much like our modern study Bibles. And this is where the story really gets interesting, because beginning in the 1599 edition of the Geneva Bible, there are study notes, especially in Romans chapter 11, that talk about a literal future for Israel. The Geneva Bible is the Bible that built America, and I believe that its teaching on Israel begins to be a factor that takes root at the dawning of our country in the 17th century, as the Geneva Bible is the Bible that built America through the pilgrims, through the Puritans, and they built into the foundation of our country a love for the people of Israel.
It was those notes that helped America's founding fathers to develop an attitude towards Israel, where America has been blessed throughout its history.
It's a little known fact that many of the Puritans actually taught premillennialism and a future for Israel. And it's something that deserves so much more of our focus than we've given it. But I believe that leads into, it plays a role in how our country began to form with a very friendly approach, a desire to bless the people and the nation of Israel.
Paul Scharf with the Friends of Israel. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...